Welcome to 6 Minute Hump Day, where we help entrepreneurs get through their busy week with a dash of inspiration, motivation, and a touch of education.
Welcome to episode number 48 of the Jeff Nozine Podcast. On this episode of our 6 Minute Hump Day, we got a special guest from Arizona, Dylan W. Joseph. Dylan's going to dive into courage and what makes it sexy. Everybody sit back and enjoy. We are live on the Jeff Nozine Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff Lopes. We got a special guest for our 6 Minute Hump Day, Dylan Joseph from Arizona. We're going to run in today and talk about courage. Joseph, take it away, buddy. We only got 6 minutes. Let's make it happen.
Awesome. Thanks, brother. So courage itself, to me, I find extremely sexy, right? And I say sexy to be dramatic, right? It's attractive. When it comes to me seeing a woman, a courageous woman, right? I see someone who makes decisions from the heart and their soul, not from their ego, right? Which is greatly influenced from society's expectations. Instead, I see, you know, someone who is limitless in their potential because they don't let fear get in the way. Now, the same goes for men. In the sense that I'm energetically attracted to those of courage, and there's no gender there, who are here making decisions and being directed by their soul, right? More so like from internal instead of from what is external. So if they're not being directed and pulled or pushed, wood is not being put on the fire from external things, but from internal. Right, from what is actually within them. To me, that's who I want to surround myself by. Right? So if you even look at like my friend group, right, my boys that even live here in this complex, that we've all been attracted to the same apartment complex, and we're all like close friends, incredible relationships, incredible support that we give each other. Each one of them are very courageous beings that are truly driven and interested in not only growth, but service to others, right? Fulfillment lies within service to others. And so they are so driven by that. And that's attractive to me. I want to be surrounded by those people, right? So when it comes to courage itself, which in our society, unfortunately, it takes courage to take the less traveled path, we'll say. Right. Yeah, the fact that it takes courage to do that, it sucks, right? But at the same time, it gives you an advantage when you have that courage. So like, not only to take the less beaten path, but like to be a pioneer, the level of courage that requires to be a leader in that way is incredible. Like, you are an incredible human being in any way, shape, or form. If you are really bring your uniqueness to whatever industry you're in, whatever you're doing, whatever way you're impacting the world, when nobody's ever done it before, right? Nobody's ever done it before. The level of fear that can come up, like, while you are about to step into that, and the level of courage that it takes to step past it, to me, is extremely impressive, right? That to me, It's just attractive, you know, whether you're a man or a woman.
Could I ask you a question, Dylan? Do you believe that courage could be something that's instilled in us as a young child? And I'm going to ask you that, then I want to give you why I'm asking that.
Yes.
Because I'm a strong believer and that's why I'm very strict as a father. There's a certain, how do I even explain it? Certain things I follow. I'm a strong believer in, nowadays, a lot of children are rewarded for mediocrity, for just being present. They do a sport, participation ribbons. I hate. So I believe when you're born, you're never born racist. You're never born with fear. You learn fear. You develop fear. You develop these phobias. You develop these negative thoughts as a young child growing up. And they stick with you, and as you grow, they become more invested into who you are as your fabric, and then that courage that you probably were born with is gone. And one thing I do with my kids, and this is, I try to find things that they are scared of, and we actually make them as challenges, whether it's jumping off something or riding their bike a certain way, or do we find challenges and I make them do them because I want them to fear that fear and conquer it. And by doing that as a child, and I think a lot of parents, if they were to take the time to do that with their kids, you're going to build children as they get older with a lot more courage and let more fearless individuals that will be able to conquer stuff. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And that is once again, going to serve them in incredible ways, which they're then going to be able to go on to serve others because of it. Because at the end of the day, courage is contagious.
100%. Right? 100%.
The more you have the courage to step into who you truly want to be, who you're meant to be, whether the fear exists there or not, you indirectly give others permission to do the same. Right. So it's inspiring.
Inspiring. That's the word. Yeah.
Be around people that are actually overcoming those fears or acknowledging them. The more that you see somebody acknowledge their fear, accept their fear, and still move past it, right? It's an inspiring thing to watch. So for me to have the awareness and to be attracted to those people and then surround myself by them, like, there's no way that I'm surrounded by inspiration on a daily basis. So I'm creating an environment energetically where there's no way not to show up. Yeah, there's no way not to be pushing yourself to become better than you were yesterday.
Yeah. I think that's another little thing in there that you're saying is you... As an individual, I always try to do this, and I think a lot of people don't do this, is you surround yourself around individuals that are at your level or lower than you so you feel accomplished, instead of surrounding yourselves around people that are higher than you, that have accomplished more than you, so you could learn from them, which is the courage, and you become, you're always developing and growing that way. Strong believer in you want to surround yourself around people that you're going to constantly be learning from. That has that mindset. So one thing I always have a conversation with people, everybody has a purpose in your life. I'm a strong believer. I'm not a very religious person, but I do believe everybody has a purpose in your life, whether they're there for an hour, whether you had a shit day and you gone in a grocery store and somebody just smiled at you. That 1 second smile changed the way your negative feeling that day. That was a purpose to be there. And I'm a strong believer that you have an individual in your life to learn a lesson from. And when their lesson is learned, if they're out of your life, you just hit gratitude that they were in your life, but you move on. Their purpose is done in your life. So surround yourself around people that you're learning from and you're growing from. And if you're lucky enough to have a group of friends that you're constantly all growing together and learning together, bonus, you've hit the jackpot. But surround yourself around people that you're constantly learning and growing from.
Absolutely. Now, what we say is that people come into your life for either a reason, a season, or a lifetime.
Yeah, and I like that.
What, there's purpose behind each one.
100%.
And also the whole thing, I probably butcher this, but your net worth equals the average of the five people that you're around. Like that whole thing, like, to me, from what I'm seeing, like, and how each of my friends are growing and like pulling each other up in these different ways, right? That level of support of who you surround yourself by, your environment is the X factor.
100%.
Your environment is, it's not just your room and your home, right? Like we ask our clients, if a millionaire was to walk into your house right now, would they see a future millionaire, right? From the way that you treat your environment, right? But that's not just your environment. It's especially not just your environment, because the people that you surround yourself by, right, their frequency and the wave that they're on has to be within range of yours so that you guys can continue to support each other. I have this image of all of us in an empty parking lot with our cars and trucks in a circle. And we're all in the middle, and every single one of our cars is on the same radio station, right? The same frequency.
Yeah.
Right? And we're just in the middle partying, having a good time. To me, that's life with a group of friends that's so incredible, right? So that's like the kind of like the way that I see my group of friends and who I've chosen to surround myself by. It's kind of like a, I guess, an analogy, but
I love that. I love it though. Yeah. Imagery is a great way to visualize, and the VAK, right? It gives the visualization, it allows you to process stuff. So I love that. We're going to end it today with that little visualization. I want everyone to get a circle of friends that you could all have the same frequency of radio on and be partying together. I think that's a great way to look at life. Thank you for taking time to doing this on again, Dylan. And we're going to put on all the show notes, how to get a hold of Dylan, how to get a hold of his company, and through his Facebook page and all that stuff like that. So tons of information there and tons of ways. If you're a business coach, online coach, or have a business and want to generate more income online, Dylan is the man to get a hold of. So thank you so much, brother. Appreciate this. Find courage in everything you do, everyone. Thank you, brother.
Jeff, thank you. Appreciate you, man.
That's a wrap for today. I want to thank Dylan for taking time out of his schedule to be a guest on the Jeff Knows Inc. podcast. Great individual, inspiring, great future. If you guys enjoy this podcast as much as I have, tell your friends, tell your family. We're trying to build something special here. Leave a review. 5 stars will be absolutely amazing. Until next time, everyone, always move forward.